It is my pleasure to introduce our research. Let us focus on the correlation of pre-treatment FDG uptake with clinical pathologic features and prognosis in patients with newly diagnosed diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. As we know, diffuse large B-cell lymphoma is a highly heterogeneous disease. Therefore, accurate risk stratification in these patients before treatment is a research hot spot. And PET-CT is an emerging functional and metabolic techniques for the molecular imaging of tumors. The role of PET-CT in the assessment of treatment response in diffuse large B-cell lymphoma patients has been widely confirmed, and recent clinical studies have verified the prognostic value of interim PET-CT scan. And in contrast, pre-treatment PET-CT is currently applied only to identify the area of involvement and to stage lymphoma. Its value in other aspects of clinical management remains unclear. And several studies have shown that pre-treatment SVMX is associated with survival in patients with other solid tumors. However, in the case of diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, only a few studies have investigated the prognostic value of pre-treatment PET-CT and obtained varying results. So the aim of the study is to determine the correlation of pre-treatment FDG uptake with clinical pathologic features and its prognostic value in patients with newly diagnosed diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. And in all, 132 patients with newly diagnosed diffuse large B-cell lymphoma who had undergone pre-treatment PET-CT in one single center will retrospectively reviewed. And the relationship of pre-treatment SVMX with clinical features, molecular markers, and efficiency will be evaluated. The value of SUVmax in predicting progression, free survival, and overall survival will be analyzed. Let this table show the patient's characteristics. Let's show the results. As shown in this table, SUVmax between groups significantly differed with respect to enable stage, general symptoms, number of extranodal sites, and IPS score. And this slide shows the correlation of pre-treatment SVMX with molecular markers. And as shown in this table, high SVMX was associated with high Ki-67 in the group 3 protein expressions, but not with molecular subtypes, BCL2 and group 1 protein expression. And as for the treatment response, the complete remission rate and the overall response rate after treatment were significantly higher in the low SVMX group than in the high one. Let me show the results of a correlation of pre-treatment SVMX with survival. And in this study, the median follow-up was 30 months, and the main PFS and OS have not yet been reached. And significant differences in PFS and OS were found between patients with pre-treatment SVMX above and below the cutoff value. And the outcomes according to the revised IPI are presented in this slide. And the results show that the revised IPI remained predictive in diffuse large B-cell lymphoma patients, and the subgroup analysis were performed. And so the results showed in the very good IPI risk group and the poor IPI risk groups, and the PFS was significant better in patients with a low SVMX value than in those with high SVMX value. So a novel prognostic model was established by combining the IPS scan and the pre-treatment SVMX value In absence of any unfavorable IPF address and pretreatment SVMAX below 9 points indicated low risk, and IPF score larger than 3 and high SVMAX indicated high risk, and all remaining N scenarios indicate moderate risk. This prognostic model was used to perform survival analysis, and the results revealed more accurate risk stratification. Then, based on this novel prognostic model, over-treatment can be avoided in patients with a low risk of progression or recurrence. And in patients with high risk, however, the therapeutic strategy can be adjusted by the addition of new biologic agents to the standardized isotope or by dose identification to improve the outcome. So in conclusion, pretreatment SVMAX was associated with clinical pathologic features, efficiency, and survival outcome. A novel and prognostic model based on IPF score and pretreatment SVMAX might be useful for risk stratification of patients with newly diagnosed diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. And due to the retrospective nature of the present study, and large-scale prospective studies are needed to confirm the prognostic value of the pretreatment PET-CT. And thank you for your time. We really hope you enjoy the paper.